Ramble.
Essentially, I love Costco gas, but you have to wait in a super long line.
I drove by this the other day with Keith, and I was aghast.
Yeah, at the line.
How
Zach, you don't get you said a, it's a double meaning.
I did well.
Wow.
Oh.
You liked that? Did you like it?
That was nice. Because it was almost too clever by half. I almost didn't get it.
I can't stop looking at the spider webs on your car.
We talked about it
in next week's episode.
Next week? Yeah, that's right. I forgot you guys talk about that tomorrow.
I am desperate to get rid of it, and it's driving
me
crazy.
What's this person think they're doing?
I'm trying to get someone to back out behind you, and they're a little scared.
They're nervy.
Huh, these people don't even know. We don't even want to go here.
Well, hey.
We're in the Costco parking lot. Yeah. Welcome to the plog.
Yeah.
We're aghast. We're gassed up.
We're gassed out. I personally am ready for a hot dog.
Oh, yeah?
Well,
we're definitely gonna get a rotisserie because it's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy thanky.
So, but tell me, because the Keith said that the Costco gas isn't even that much cheaper.
It's a little cheaper.
But like people are waiting like 20 something minutes here.
It feels like it's a marketing push.
No, I think it's like you'd probably save like $10.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a significant amount.
Yeah.
I don't know. But when it's amount. $10 out of $100 or $120, mm-hmm. the percentage of savings isn't that great.
Wow. When you fill up, it's a hundo?
That's just math. Everybody buys gas. And,
that's right.
And gas is expensive. But saving $10 when you're spending that much is different than spending.
Time is money, right?
Because if you save $10 when you spend $20, that's huge.
You got a big tank, Keith? Big tank over there in the Volvo?
I got a big tank.
Yeah, because I got a little Prius tank.
So how much does it cost you to fill up on gas?
I think it's like a 50 bones around there.
Wow, that's
so then
tiny.
You probably wouldn't save $10, though.
Well, that's a good point. I would save less, less.
Yeah.
You save more when you spend more. That's the holidays there.
And that's
this place is awful. I hate it.
It's really
I just
busy.
Feel
yeah,
whammed. I feel stressed and sad.
Aww,
no, don't feel stressed and sad, Keith.
No,
once we get in there,
so
I
want
to leave.
We're going to have a boiled
dumpling
sample.
I'm desperate to watch Zach just pull forward and leave.
No,
what I'm hoping is that we leave.
No
we've
way.
Come to the Costco parking lot the Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Oh!
Which is a hectic time.
Well, it means that everyone's going to be jolly and thankful when we're in there.
The holiday spirit is abound. I want to find a parking spot not so that I can shop, but so that I can get out of this driving hell.
I know it's really
I find
rough.
That over there, like on the left of Costco, sometimes there's more spots.
Ooh, what if you left?
Podcast in the Costco parking lot. We don't even go in.
Yeah, I mean, the most exciting part of Costco.
Yeah, is sort of the
famously.
Parking. Now, I am excited for one. Do they still have samples? Because that was a huge draw when I was
you
a
think
boy.
We're going in?
Oh,
do you think we're going to make it inside?
I think
I thought
that
we were.
We're not only going to make it inside, but it's going to be a cheerful time.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to have fun.
There's going to be a little boiled dumpling as a sample.
Today on the plog, we are in the Costco parking lot. We're going to be getting samples. Keith and I are going to be ranting about YouTube's draconian policies.
Yep.
But first,
draconian.
I got my
nice
first
word.
Ever YouTube. I got my first ever Christmas tree.
You did.
You did.
Zach.
That's fun, Zach.
Christmas.
Maggie's really wanted a Christmas tree because the house is dark and sad during the winter.
That's right.
And she bought a 7-foot Christmas tree.
Whoa.
And I'll tell you that our ceiling
you
is
could try to camp out and claim that person's
spot. Barely
that's
7.5.
Here. Everyone's here just like putting their blinkers on and saying, that's mine. Fuck you.
Yeah, I like
that's
that.
That's the whole thing. And they'll stop traffic for hours to do it.
So are we.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. You can't fight them, join them.
Your ceiling is not 7 feet tall?
It's barely 7.5, if even.
So it's sort of kissing the roof.
It is. And I thought it was absurd. And I told Maggie, I said, I think this is too much. And then she turned it on.
And she cried.
And I was like, yeah, no, this rocks.
Yeah.
It's so delightful. Every night we turn it on and it makes my house feel full of wonder and cheer.
This person in the black car thinks this white car is going to steal from them. So they just made it harder for the silver car to back out for them.
It's sort of a chess game.
Now everyone's trapped.
Because that woman is untrusting.
Well, if she was to steal the spot, we'd sort of witness a...
And by the way, there's two spots opening here,
yeah.
You fools. And I'm going to park in the middle
of
them.
Yeah, take them both.
I'm liking that. Yeah.
I'm gonna say you can all go. Everyone,
I'm gonna trust.
You can go.
Oh, they're gonna. Someone's gonna steal your spot.
No, I want them to. I dare them.
See, they trust you.
Okay, there we go.
That would have been wild.
Thank you.
Podcast where we get into
an altercation. Just like that. Parking at Costco.
Podcast. Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna turn the air on just a little bit extra.
Yes, let's actually turn it all the way off.
Let's turn it all the way off.
Just so the misery in here is the same as the misery out there.
I thought that was maybe too easy, and I'm wondering if we should circle more.
Oh,
no, sir. But I would love for you guys to rant and tell me about YouTube's fun policies.
And I also do want, you have a segment.
Oh, I do, but I think we can do it inside.
Okay. All right, so essentially YouTube is...
Take it, Rainey.
Take it away, Rainey. YouTube is filled with drama.
It is drama. It's tea.
So yesterday you may have seen that we had a video come out. Maybe it came out on time. Maybe it didn't. Because we have been doing this DUI series. We did a drunk video, and we also have a high video. It's an obstacle course. It is meant to be educational so that people can see how these things affect your motor skills, your cognition, your anxiety, all these things. Is it funny? Of course it is. That's how people learn. But it's true. It's entertaining. True. So it also has stuff that's not educational, but the point of it is actually educational. And YouTube has changed and is constantly changing their policies on weed and alcohol content on YouTube, but won't give us a full understanding of what those policies are.
There's so much in this. So 5 years ago, we made a video where we did this DUI series. That video has been showed in health classes. It has millions of views. It's super funny, but yes, it does feature us smoking and drinking on camera. Now, we were given a very clear understanding, because we understand, look, as people, we know that YouTube has their policies, and we want to make sure that we're being little boys and girls over here.
It's their platform. They get to make the rules.
So we reached out to them, and we asked, what are we allowed to show? What are we not allowed to show? That gave us a very clear understanding, right? You can show marijuana, but you must talk about it in an educational way. Having disclaimers is helpful. You can show exhalation, but not inhalation. So that now brings us to the video that we're hoping to release tomorrow.
Yesterday.
they would not give us feedback on it ahead of time. We pre-submitted the video and they said, is this complete? And we said, well, no, we have to color correct it. This still has like the watermarks
from stock footage.
They wouldn't review it.
What?
They refused to review it until it's final. So we spent another day. Our team that is overworked because of the holidays worked overtime. They submitted it. We got feedback today. There is a litany of time codes. We as creators, the decisions that we make affect our company monetarily. It affects the people that we work with. It affects our ability to make more videos. We want to deliver the highest quality stuff to people, to our fans, the people that we care about. And we took some real risks, some real financial risks. But we got together with our, you know, in our budgeting meeting, and we said, we think this video can make it back. We think people are going to love this. This is going to cost a lot to make, but it's worth it because we know how well those other videos did. People loved them. They, again, were showed in high school health classes. Mm-hmm. These are funny, but they're informative.
We have doctors and scientists in both of the episodes. We just want it to be a really big, exciting thing.
We
want to
make something great.
Mm-hmm. And people learn more when they're entertained. So we spent a lot of money on the entertainment side of it, as well as flying people out to go get these interviews in other states with doctors. It was a big lift. It was a production that took multiple days.
Video.
I had to work on the weekend to interview our experts. Like, it was just, it's really frustrating to put so much work into something and not be given a clear reason as to why, or at least a written down reason. Because even when
they've
it's like a problem,
us.
It's like mm-hmm. the stuff in this clip is not okay. What stuff? We have to guess.
And then we have to resubmit it, and then they decide. And you know, when I
sent... And it takes a week to resubmit. The first week of a video's performance is about 90% of its lifelong revenue.
Wow.
So if a video is turned off from day 2 to day 6 or 7,
mm-hmm.
you've lost.
Yeah. That's it.
So much money. It won't come back just cuz you turn the video back on a week later.
I came up with a list of videos that I thought showed them being hypocritical. Logan Paul gets fried trying to hang with Wiz Khalifa. It's a podcast clip where the two of them smoke weed and just hang out. That is okay. Lil Dicky's music video, Too High, a music video about getting high. They smoke weed on camera. No education. That is okay. Pineapple Express, scenes from the movies. That's okay. Conan takes a hit of Seth Rogen's joint. They smoke weed on television. That's okay. Try guys test high driving. Our own video. I'm livid because it's one thing if you had clear guidelines and I knew how to work within those guidelines. Mm-hmm. But if your guidelines change day to day and change person to person, mm-hmm. now you don't have guidelines. Now you're making it up and you're...
Some person is deciding, not a policy is deciding. And that can't be how it works. It can't be that a person can disagree with another person, and depending on which person watches your video, you do or don't lose or make $20,000 or $30,000 on a video. This is the time where the ad rates are the highest. We are making our biggest content.
Well, we also had a sponsorship on that video. I'm not exaggerating.
Also, those videos cost a lot of money to make. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, this is to make our money back. And hopefully, we make money on them. But what we really don't want to do
is lose
money on them.
This is impacting our ability to make future videos. So we want to do a surgery episode, right? But to do that, there's this company called Sendaver. They make like models that you can do surgery on. And I can't tell my team if I can okay that expense or not, because I can't guarantee if we're going to be able to show this on camera, even though it's education, even though our format hasn't changed for 10 fucking years.
Even though it's not a real body, it's a synthetic cadaver is what the idea of it is. Mm-hmm. It's an educational
tool. They won't
tool.
Tell us. They won't give us clear guidelines. Yeah. So I also want to take this opportunity to tell you and plug, Patreon has a free tier now. We're putting up our videos for free on Patreon. This video that got flagged, go watch it. Because you're going to watch it on YouTube and it's going to fucking suck. I don't know how we're going to edit it. We're going to have stupid stuff in place. We're going to take the B-roll off. Just go. All you got to do is put an email in. Go watch it for free. I want you to go see this video and I want you to see how good it is.
Even outside of these, the last Eat the Menu... of Cheesecake Factory had a copyright claim from a different audio network, not ours. I think it was Sony Music Group. Huh. And they thought that a song we had in our video was theirs. So it became ineligible for money.
Ugh.
But I caught it within an hour and submitted a rebuttal. Mm-hmm. It took a week to get the rebuttal. I had to go dig in our files and prove that it was not stolen, that it was ours. And they said, okay, well, you will get your money, but you won't find out how much money it was until mid-December. And I'm like, mid-December? I won't know how much money it made in the week that you guys were taking money on the video and putting it somewhere? Like, how do I not know what it is? Also, why is it a guilty until proven innocent model?
Right.
I didn't do anything wrong, but I had to, you know, if I hadn't been looking just at the analytics on the first day, if 8 hours had gone by, it was ineligible, not copyright claimed, which means another company's taking you money. It means they've turned ads off. Mm-hmm. They could have done that for the first 8 hours of video, which, again, would be a huge loss. I only did it because I caught it. I didn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. It would wait 30 days. They have 30 days to respond to your claim. And if they don't respond, you win. But if they were to say, no, that's ours, pretty sure, that's it.
I don't know how much longer people want to listen to us rant, but I am fucking furious.
All right, let's go to Costco, baby.
Let's get a chicken. Keith had to go get something from his car.
Keith had to go get something from his car. I wasn't even really clear on what was going on.
We're in the albacore and refried
fish
bean section.
What's your favorite part about Costco? What's your number one?
It's very comforting to me.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Being surrounded, honestly, the thing I've
like
always wanted to do.
Chip?
Look at that giant bag of Ricola. Sorry,
the thing I've always really been excited about being here is like I want to live in one of the aisles in the top.
Okay, so we're deep.
Build a little fort.
Roasted sesame. God, some of this stuff sounds good, man.
Why don't we pop a Rachel?
Papa Rui.
Papa Rachel?
All right.
Oh, okay.
So I've always thought it'd be fun to build a little fortress up
Keith.
There.
He found us.
Have you seen the movie Employee of the
vlogging.
Month?
He's vlogging.
Yeah, by the way, we definitely talked
about that last week.
You for that, and everyone was like, no, everyone knows that reference.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Creeping around the back.
We were in the distant part of the entire
store.
Hey,
Keith Habersberger,
welcome to the pug. And actually, let's get a thumbnail. Iconic. Really good work.
Really good work.
I forgot my glasses in the car, so I'm just a cool guy in sunglasses.
So I have these Malden salts, and they are great. Great quality.
Malden
this is
sort of
a cream of the salt.
No,
you
literally,
have
I have this. I went to a restaurant. The salt was so good, so I asked them what the salt was, and they said Malden salt. And so now I have it for my own.
Should I get some?
I think
Maldon sea salt really tickles me. I find it to upgrade every single dish. Whether it be ice creams, whether it be salads, I find the Maldon sea salt gives you that extra salty crunch.
Ice cream?
Well, I've been doing a little bit of instant coffee and a little bit of Maldon sea salt.
And now you're going Maldon over the Pink Himalayan.
I think Pink Himalayan is a myth.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
My village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
For your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
I think Pink Himalayan.
Well, what
about
the energy of the crystals?
That's bullshit.
That's only when it's not ground.
But what about the pink?
No, I think it's
only
bullshit.
When it's not ground.
It also just tastes like salt to
me. But it's pink. Well, what does Maldon taste like?
Extra. Oh.
The packaging is beautiful. It looks like a Christmas
wrapping.
It makes
me feel excited, yeah.
It's green, a bunch of green diamonds with little diamonds inside, that.
Yeah. I feel like it's a luxury item that when I keep it in a little ceramic dish,
mm-hmm.
ready to go.
The Maldon, it looks like a...
Exactly.
That's how we have it, too.
Oh, yeah. I got to get my little squeakers in there.
The packaging on this looks like a wallpaper from a Zach Braff film.
By the way, it does, I got to say, it would be good for my house to have.
It would. It would.
I like that.
I'm sorry, Randy.
There's also this, like, for $15, you can get...
Saffron. Well, saffron is traditional.
The packaging is...
But look at that.
It's hilarious.
Ridiculous.
Yeah,
I know.
Why is it... Oh, you know what it is? It's so people can't steal it. Saffron is really expensive.
Yeah.
And
you just put that in your pocket.
Yeah, if you just had a bunch of these, you could just but it's in this giant packaging. What does saffron taste like? Saffron?
Kind of metallic.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder if should we just do an aisle an episode? Is this kind of like our new
our new format?
Because I think that there's a ton to talk about here.
There's
too
much to talk about. It's gonna have to be a two-parter.
What is Montreal steak? I didn't know.
This is the Montreal steak
seasoning.
But I wasn't aware that Montreal was noted for their steaks.
You've never heard of Montreal steak seasoning?
No.
I haven't either.
Is that sorry?
What?
You just dropped the mic.
That was honestly a cool handoff.
Thank you.
Well, here's the question I have.
One of the oldest flavor blends.
I can't tell if he's fucking with us.
I don't even know.
I'm not fucking with you.
When you make a steak, are you putting a pre-season on it, or are you just doing garlic,
salt and pepper.
Onion, salt, pea?
Salt and pepper
nowadays. See, because
I heard
I do.
That seasoning is a myth, and you just put a little sauce on at the end.
A little sauce on? What kind of sauce are you putting?
Yes, because it absorbs when it gets cool, not when it gets hot.
You know what I've been doing lately?
What's that?
Just salt. Pepper after it's cooked.
Liking that.
Because
butter?
They're like, because pepper can burn.
Mm.
And like, if you are using that really, really high heat to get the crust on your steak.
But you're going
then
butter.
Having, huh?
Butter?
Sometimes, but not always.
Really?
No, normally just, it's like salt and beef. And I mean, I'll oil the grill grates or something.
Oh, yeah.
So I have here the Montreal steak seasoning. Keith, tell
McCormick.
Me about it.
Well, it's probably got garlic, onion flakes, pepper,
whoa. You're
paprika.
Gonna have to slow all the way
Keith
down.
Is
it's
we
just
gotta
like,
go one by one.
This is what it. You never have you ever gotten a pre-seasoned Omaha steak?
No,
those frozen steaks.
Uh-uh.
Well, an Omaha. Don't tell me that Omaha and Montreal are the same thing because those are different.
It's
they are
be
different.
Like a hungry
but
man.
This flavor, this is sort of like if you have a seasoned steak, it tastes like that.
I'm not gonna lie. Oh. I thought that Omaha steaks were just cows that were.
I gotta be honest.
Omaha.
It is
that. Okay.
Yeah.
So then, what the heck? This is coarse salt, spices, including black pepper and red pepper, garlic, onion, sunflower oil, natural. That's just
it's normal
seasoning.
It's just normal seasoning.
It's just seasoned.
It's an incredibly normal seasoning blend. That's why I'm like, you had this.
You have definitely had
but
this.
But the name of this, the Grillmates, I think that Grillmates and all the other ones all call it Montreal steak.
Oh,
and I don't really know why.
Are you guys fucking with bouillon?
Yeah, I was just gonna ask. Honestly,
I use better.
I never use that.
No, I actually never use bouillon. I how often am I what making my own soups?
Is bouillon just like it's like
it's
vegetable stock?
It's concentrated
stock.
Soup.
Yeah.
Concentrated stock.
I ain't making my own stock.
God, he doesn't even make his own stock. Can you believe this joke?
Also, if you're making your own stock, you
I'm
wouldn't
a soup
use this.
Slut, not using, a soup maker.
Oh, interesting.
I slurp the soups.
That's right.
Or bones.
Or bones. I'm always thinking every time I eat a chicken.
Guys, there's an employee. Be cool. Be cool.
Be cool. Be cool. Boneless carrots.
Be cool. And he's not noticing us.
I've never had a boneless carrot.
Guys,
and I'm sort of like pretending to just make sure that everything's okay.
And he is gone.
He definitely saw us. And he definitely
I think we should turn around. I think we should turn around and go to another aisle. Let's go. Let's go.
Aren't we like admitting?
No, we're just sort of. Well, what I need is a sample.
He's a sample guy, not an employee.
I think he might actually have been just telling somebody where to go.
Well, then let's follow him.
If he's a sample guy, then we should. He's a sample. We got to sample what he's got.
I want to sample a little taste of him, if you know what I mean.
Man, I got to come. Excuse me,
Zach. That was inappropriate.
That's objectifying the Costco employee.
If I do know what you mean, I'm not happy to hear it.
Zach, here's paprika, your favorite.
You better hope I don't know what you mean, and I'm misinterpreting you.
I think we're going to want to take a right.
It is, yeah, paprika.
Papa Rui.
I'm starving.
Me too, by the way.
It's awful to be here.
What about the... he does not like it here.
Well, especially because, like, the normal, you don't want to be hungry when you're grocery shopping.
Oh. But this is starving. We found ourselves in the vanilla nut section.
Ooh.
Let's take a gander.
People call me that, a little vanilla nut.
You are kind of a vanilla
I really wanted to listen to that Jack Harlow song in the car where he talks about how he's vanilla.
I'm vanilla,
baby. Because you're white.
And I'm a little nut.
Nutty.
Nutty.
It's just, this is everything so big.
Someone lost their
I feel like a little lad when I'm here.
Oh, there's roots. Roots with ginger.
This is misplaced. Rainey, don't trust it. Don't trust it. That's refrigerated and it's not in its home.
Yeah, somebody was just like,
by the way,
I don't
feel
want
like
this.
If I drank this, I would shit my pants. Pressed roots with ginger, cold pressed juice, apple, lemon, ginger, beet. This is honestly, I'm wanting
flowing.
To chug this.
Yeah.
And I'm having a desire to.
That's a good content.
2/8/24. It doesn't even expire till February.
Is it supposed to be refrigerated?
It's cold, so I'm guessing that somebody took it out of the fridge and then put it right next to the...
It's still cold.
Guys, let's return it to its home. Let's do a mitzvah.
Oh, yes. By the way.
Yes.
Really good idea. Okay, so we're going to need to find where this started.
It had to come from a cold place,
which is all over there.
All right, let's go.
So this had to come from a cold
place. We have a mission now. If anyone asks us what we're doing, we say, actually, we're helping.
I am excited about seeing, and I hate to say it, but I'm excited to see about the Costco jeans. My advice next week is about pants.
That's exciting.
Because we recorded these out of order.
I can't wait to hear it.
But it's going to be good. But I'm curious if Costco pants, because I'm looking and I'm seeing $19.99 for pants.
I see $11.99.
Yeah, when you're like $50 for pants, so cheap. I was like,
Look around, Rainey.
All right, guys.
Look around at pants. They're prohibitively expensive.
You just said $15.
No, $50.
Oh, $50.
We're still arguing about pants.
Carhartt. But isn't it $15 here?
Well, yes, but I'm saying that's an unprecedented fabric that's going to dissolve.
Oh, hey, we're going to do a quick ad, and we'll be done with the pants talk after this.
Hey, we're going to come back. Sorry. Are we going to put an ad break right in the middle of your rant? And another fucking thing.
This episode is brought to you on YouTube and Spotify.
Exactly. Okay, so we are. We
so
may
we
have
need
to
for us to get to the cold section, we're going to have to get into the middle.
That's not true. We
could
go around the back.
I think we should go around the back.
I think we should go around the back.
Let's go ahead and go around the back.
I think that we're being a little too brazen.
Oh, coffee. Look at all the coffee we could have.
Well,
have you not seen the coffee for the last 2 minutes? We've been in this aisle.
I was honestly browning out.
You guys, I am literally about to start making my own coffee instead
what
of buying
does that
it.
Mean?
This is a huge development for you.
The only other thing I need, the only thing left, is a cute travel mug. And once I get that, it will be every
game
day.
Game over.
Once I get
it'll
that,
be game
it's
over.
On site for Rainey.
Yeah.
What is going to be? Are you doing pour over, drip, little cappuccino, the pods?
French priest.
Are you doing one of those priest. Things that makes the espresso in the silver thing?
Ooh, I like those.
Those
really
are fine.
You're getting yourself a fancy...
getting squeezed.
Oops.
It's not going to be in his freezer.
This is freezer.
Well, no, maybe they're freezing
this
the
juice. This is Chobani.
Oh. This isn't a freezer. This is...
I guess you're right.
Chobani and Yoplait. You think you're going to get juice where you get your yogurt?
There's no way they're freezing. Welcome back to the Costco pod.
This is Activia.
They're not freezing.
Honestly, Costco should have its own podcast.
I like that. That would be so funny. Podcast for the people.
Pizza here.
I like that yogurt is
pizza. You can just eat pizza here.
You can have anything on here, Keith. In fact, there's quite a lot of food outside with a line that was so fucking long.
Well, it's because it's cheap.
Yeah, it's like a dollar.
I'm liking these double boxes of cereal. I find those to be comforting.
They must be losing money on their hot dogs because they're so cheap.
They do. That's the whole point.
Oh.
Because, again, Rainey, there's no such thing as a good company.
Boy, here we go. Okay,
and now here, once again, we found ourselves in the middle, but we have to.
You have to press forward because
there's an employee.
Now there's people. You're going to pretend that holding it below your pants is going to make it not obvious? We're covered in cables.
Oh,
there's a leak.
Oh,
she was yelling at us, but not
there's
even for
water
the filming.
Leaking from the sky.
Yeah, they got bigger fish to fry than us.
Well, this whole place
Speaking
is like
fish
a parking
to fry,
lot. To be honest.
I see a little sample. A spinach egg,
spinach egg
frittata.
With frittata.
Oh, I don't want that.
That's going to be for Miles on the house.
100% going to have cheese and paprika in it.
It's going to be for me, Zach.
Last one.
Oh, nice.
Okay, keep going. Keep going. We can't say we can't. If we stay set, we're dead.
Oh, boy.
Be a shark, Miles. If you ever stop moving, you're dead.
Egg in one hand. I'm going to need Rainy to drive for a second.
Rainy, be a shark.
All right, here we go, guys. This is an egg frittata.
And then we're going to go a little left so we don't run into somebody.
Ooh.
Egg whites.
Oh, it's egg whites?
Egg whites.
With mozzarella.
Could use a little yolk left. If you ask me.
Yeah.
But honestly,
that's how I feel whenever I have an egg white.
Whoa, 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 guys. We found it.
Do you think we're sleeping on quiche?
We didn't. Miles, it's the climax of the episode. We found the press.
We found it.
Go again. We'll cut me out.
Guys, we found it. Without
Do you think
even
that I'm sleeping
to?
On quiche?
And
I thought it was going to be way further.
This is honestly
right.
That doesn't match up, Keith.
That's wrong, Keith. It's wrong.
But where does it? Where's the real one?
Ginger.
I think it got shaken up.
Keith, it's right.
Because you got to shake your beet juice, shake it all around. Yeah. Let's
dairy.
Go to the dairy section.
Wow, that's a huge. I've never been in that kind of
walking into a fridge. It's like walking into a fridge. It's really kind of fun.
I've done it with the produce, but I haven't.
Dairy section always kind of like
Keith, where'd you go? We lost
gets
Keith.
Backed up.
There's enough room there for me for a moment, so
this
I just sort of
honestly. If you're ever worried about feeling alive, come on in to the.
Oh. This is a sound nightmare.
Honestly, it's the ice cold podcast.
This is a mistake.
Does it smell kind of like a farm?
I actually, really, I mean, the sound
Last
cannot
to leave
be good.
The fridge wins all the milk.
Oh, by the way, I actually, this makes me feel alive. This is like doing a cold plunge, but IRL.
The Costco cold plunge challenge.
Okay.
This Egg is on. Really good.
Okay, turn around.
Why are we turning around?
Well, it's a dead end.
Oh, I thought we were going to linger.
So we can linger.
I will say, plug, Suja juice. This is amazing. I've been drinking this since high school. I used to drink this and dried mangoes after, like, at night. And I loved it. So definitely get some of this.
Definitely get some of this. Do you think that the, I mean, I like a Suja juice.
Oh, no.
Guys, we got to keep moving. We got to keep moving.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Well, we got kicked out of Costco. You saw it. You heard it there first. I thought we should have filmed outside the hot dog line, but these guys decided that we would head back to the kitchen and disturb our coworkers.
We wanted to disturb the workflow here at Second Try.
Yeah.
Such that it would be irreparable damage.
Well, it's also a natural progression to go to Costco 2 days before Thanksgiving, then go to the kitchen.
Yeah, it's like we're making a Thanksgiving feast.
Oh,
but
do you all want to eat lunch together and it could be our Friendsgiving?
No, they don't want to do
I
that.
I got a turkey sandwich. It's kind of like...
Are you guys doing Friendsgivings this year?
I'm having it on Thanksgiving, but it is with my friends.
Love that for
no
you.
No family allowed, except for Becky and the boy.
Becky and the boy.
That's awesome. Zach, do you celebrate privately?
I'm celebrating. This is actually my first year hosting a Thanksgiving.
You're having a Thanksgiving? Oh, my phone must have been off. That's so weird.
Do you want to come?
Do you need a place to go?
No, I'll be out of town.
Miles, you want to come? I would love to.
I'll be
to
out
have
of town,
you.
Actually.
I'm
so
happy. I'm always happy to take people who don't have a place to go on Thanksgiving. I've brought many people over. I'm doing a catering order. So is Zach this year.
From the same place.
You're catering Thanksgiving?
I didn't realize that we both, like, one of us said it out loud, and we went, what? That's where I'm going.
Yeah. I'm doing the Bloodsoes, the fried turkey.
Ooh, I love Bloodsoes.
I've never had fried turkey, and everyone who's come over to my house has a baby. And I thought, hey, let's take the strain off everybody who's got a baby, and let's just...
That rocks.
Everyone has to do like a little something, but the,
I don't
the
have
bulk the, of
the excuse of a baby, but I just didn't want to do this.
I wouldn't want you to cook for me.
You're not really the cooking type, right?
Usually my contribution is in dishwashing.
Oh, yeah, too scared to get in the kitchen.
Which is why we'll be doing paper plates this year. No,
I 100% think you should do disposables or whatever is going to make your life easier. Some people, it is easier to throw everything in the dishwasher.
Right.
That's totally fine.
Yeah, I think we'll be able to do that. But it's going to be small, just some family. We're going to eat outside in the back.
Same.
I do love the feast. I mean, I really... That's
you
one
like
of
turkey?
My, I do, and I know that Keith's going to go on a whole thing about it, but I wish he would just let me have this.
I love turkey.
Keith, let him have it.
No. Oh, I thought you went on a tirade about being like, the turkey's bad. Am I wrong about
that?
Well,
turkey takes work.
It takes work.
And most people make it bad.
Yeah.
But I learned how to make it good, but it's so much effort.
I like it, yeah. The big bird.
And so I thought I'd have somebody
else do it. It's a big old bird.
Luckily, my mommy's making it this year. Because I'm going to North Carolina for family Thanksgiving.
Baby's first flight?
Baby's first flight.
Huge.
It's going to be wacky. It's going to be wild. And it's going to be incredible. It's going to be long.
Two, probably.
Most important. One, I would not do a layover with a baby.
How are you getting all the way to North Carolina from LA? So, wow, that's amazing.
Direct, baby.
That's
I'm
amazing.
Flying a new airline called
Parachute.
Breeze, which is Delta's Spirit.
Oh, boy.
Huh.
But we did get nicer flights on it because it was like really shitty cheap. And we're like, well, let's do the nicer seats because the flight's so cheap. And even with the upgrade, it was still way cheaper than everything else.
So it's a budget?
Delta.
Wow.
Or maybe JetBlue. It's like one of those airlines started their own cheaper budget airline.
JetBlue is already a budget airline.
No. Maybe it's Delta.
Kind of is.
Not. No.
Sometimes you can get flights out of
it's affordable,
cheap.
But I wouldn't call it. It's not. You know,
right.
Spirit.
I guess I put it in line with the same cost of Southwest, but it's a way
Southwest.
Better experience. But honestly, the cost is almost always the same.
Well, that's why we love it.
It'll load you up.
I wish they flew more places. JetBlue.
Ooh.
I wish I could fly everywhere on JetBlue.
I would do it.
I like Delta as well.
Here's something that I perhaps...
What's your favorite airline? Comment below. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, it's good to get engagement. I don't know. I don't enjoy the Thanksgiving gorge.
Oh, you don't?
I don't. Ah. Like, I now, as an adult person, because you always eat at this weird time, right? Mm-hmm. You starve yourself all day, and then you eat, like, what, a 4 p.m. meal,
You run the risk of eating too many hors d'oeuvres because a bunch
of
people bring hors d'oeuvres, and then you're snacking on cheese.
Those can be the best part, though, sometimes.
Yeah, I agree.
But then you're stuffed full of cheese.
Focaccia.
Yeah, focaccia.
But you know what I mean? The idea that you have to fast and then have one mega meal.
Yeah. Mega meal is also just a good holiday name.
Mega meal.
What are you guys doing for mega meal?
Honestly... Maybe we should rebrand it.
Yeah, because it doesn't have a good history.
History's not great. And Mega Meal sounds American.
Yeah.
It does. What do you get?
It's the November Mega Meal.
That's honestly...
Followed by Black Friday.
Hell yeah.
It really, and Black Wednesday's before it, where everybody gets blackout drunk and then they wake up hungover.
Did we just do it?
Yeah, whoa. Mega Meal.
Mega Meal.
Noelle's in.
That's awesome. I like that.
Okay, you heard it here. Hashtag Mega Meal. Let's get this shit trending.
There's something about that.
What do you have to be mega for?
Are you going to get mega for me?
Yeah, do you do the thing where you go around the table and say, okay, everyone, name one thing you're
thankful
like
when,
for?
I don't
like
think
that.
We do it, but I
like
love
that.
Doing
I
that.
I don't think we do it, but I wish we did.
I tried a gratitude journal.
Well, hey, Keith, what's one thing you're thankful for?
Good point.
Oh, what am I thankful for right now? I'm thankful, obviously, that my baby's healthy.
Hell yeah.
And the family's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little bummed that some of our plans aren't working out. My brother and sister-in-law were going to come, but they can't come anymore.
Oh, they're not coming. Oh, no.
So there were some bummers. The last Zooburger tour, B-Wo couldn't come with us because his wife had COVID, so there was too high risk.
Totally.
So there's been some bummers, but I'm still, you know, lots of things are going great, so thankful for those.
That's really nice. Mm-hmm. So I'm staying in North Carolina for an extra 7 days, and I love the days after Thanksgiving meals where you wake up and it's like breakfast.
Oh,
no, it's too fucking long to be there.
Are you going to be in your childhood bedroom?
Yes.
Oh,
with my wife and my baby. But it's too...
Oh, my gosh.
It's a little too long to be there. We're like, the flights are cheaper, and like we haven't seen any of our relatives, and so they haven't met Julian. So
Wait. We have to talk more about your childhood bedroom.
Oh.
What does it look like? What
Death
did it look like?
And
what
it's been totally redone.
Oh.
My parents are like, you're an adult man.
I think that's where I went to college.
Yeah, it's just the guest room.
Oh,
when I went to college, thankfully.
What was there and what was purged?
Okay, so the walls. Let me just tell you a couple of the posters I had. Transporter 2.
Cool. Very cool.
Very cool. Lost in Translation.
Yes.
Okay. And I had Catch Me If You Can.
Okay.
Nice.
Why
Great movie.
Put movie posters up?
Because in high school, it's all I had.
How dare you?
There's not much of an
like,
identity there.
What kind of, I mean.
You're just attacking us.
Yeah. You don't like movie posters? You don't like movies
that much?
You're
just attacking us.
I'm just asking, like, why would that be?
Because it's art that showcases my vibrant personality.
But it's an ad.
No, but it's not an ad. It's a thing that I felt was artistically beautiful, and I want to be reminded of the beauty that I experienced when I watched the movie.
I think the genuine answer, especially for when we were of college age or in high school, and I still have, you know, I have a movie poster in my house, right? I have a couple.
Several.
A lot. It is a piece of art that I use to showcase a part of my personality, a part of my taste. And I say, okay, this is something I like, and that makes me better.
Yeah, I like that. But is it? Can that argument be like, why even? Why have a band poster? Why have a poster of the picture of Nebraska? Isn't it an ad for Nebraska?
It depends on who produced the picture of Nebraska. It could feasibly have been an ad for Nebraska.
That's a good point.
I guess, I think it's fine. Lots of people collect them, but at the end of the day, they're advertisements for the actual art.
Mm.
So it's interesting that it is the art itself as well, yeah, right? A band poster is advertisement for the band. Movie poster is advertisement for the movie.
Well, it needs to be a nice piece, poster,
you can't be
right?
A bad poster if it's a dumb poster, which Transporter 2, beautiful poster. Gorgeous poster.
I don't know.
Well, an artist made it, like a graphic designer.
Yeah. Jason Statham, I think, drew it.
And there is a rich history of movie poster art, like Saul Bass made really cool, iconic stuff.
I understand more of the people who like make stylized movie posters after the, like, inspired by the movie poster, whereas an artist is making a movie poster art piece rather than the actual original movie poster.
In college, I had an Ocean's 13 movie poster. Ooh,
I've never,
just kind of those guys.
I've never been like called
is that
out.
Canceled?
No, I just
bad movie.
Yeah, it's what the third one.
Oh my god! Excuse me, Ocean's 13 is a bad movie. Okay, well, what other Ocean? Yeah, is it good as 11 and 12? No. Is it better than 8? Yeah.
It's top 3 Ocean.
It's top 3. It's top 3 Ocean's classics, and I think it's still better than a lot of movies.
Tell me, Ocean's 13 is the one where they're like in Italy or something.
No, you dumbass.
I actually did like it.
No, 12 is the one where it's like all wacky and time splitty and they're in Europe.
Okay,
13 is
like
back
that.
In Vegas.
I mean, I have full-on instruments hung on my wall, so I'm one to talk.
An ad for music.
It's an ad for it's like, you can't hear the French ornaments on the walls. And what are you trying to say, Keith?
That's right.
I'm trying to say I needed a place to store them.
Yeah. I have a playbill for Rattlesnake Kate, which is this play that a Lumineers like musician wrote. And it is amazing. It's about
musical?
Like pioneer, like this woman who comes into Colorado. She like lives there. She gets married. Then she kills 100 snakes with her gun.
With her gun? Honestly, snakes are probably hard to kill with a gun. Too small.
Yeah, I know.
Too thin.
And then she, or maybe it's a fork or something.
Yeah,
it might be a shovel. But
I was going to say, hard to kill a snake with a gun, unless you're right up in there.
Shovel's the way to go.
Yeah.
So she goes to Denver Post. She's like, look at what I just did. This is crazy. Like, this is so cool. And they're like, we needed an edge. We needed a twist to the story.
Mm.
And so they're like, she's like, okay, let me make a dress out of it. So she makes a dress out of it. Then she gets really famous and she gets rich, but then her husband steals the money, leaves, and this music is amazing because it's the Lumineers song Stress, and it only played in Colorado, which is a bummer. Like, it should have gone on tour.
I bet you every time you look at this piece of art, you're reminded of the other art that you love.
Exactly. I'm reminded of going to the play with my friend Larissa.
Yeah, it's like a piece of art that sparks joy because it has a memory within it.
Mm. And is that framed in your home?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
It's framed with my little Target white frame.
Those are good ones.
Right from Target.
IKEA's got some good cheap frames too if you're ever looking.
Yeah, frames are expensive if you get the big ones.
Yeah. But if you get some simple, if you're looking for something simple, IKEA is a good place to go.
Don't put them behind your treadmill.
That's probably
was
one
that
of the,
an IKEA frame that you shattered your sort of life and experience with?
Yeah, probably was because they're so cheap you can just stack a bunch of them behind your treadmill and not worry about it.
Tough for Zach to have done.
Yeah.
Hey, but it's been 8 months or so since that happened. How are you feeling? 10 months maybe?
So good.
10 months out? Are you feeling so good about
so
it?
So good.
Do you still have a scar?
I'll have a scar for the rest of my life.
Yeah, we're too old to heal.
Yeah. I mean, it is cool that the human body, like, you almost died and now you're here podcasting. That's amazing.
You almost died and now you're here podcasting. Put that on a t-shirt. Hey, you guys are going to love that reference to next week's episode.
I almost died and all I got was this lousy podcast t-shirt.
That's right.
Miles, did you have a segment about Thanksgiving?
Oh, I really did.
Because we're floundering over here.
We're going to love this segment, guys. Well, obviously, it's the giving season.
You're screaming again.
And that's... Well, everyone already got their lunch, Keith.
That's true.
It's thankful or stankful.
Yeah. Oh,
P-U,
hell yeah.
Smelly mug.
Because we didn't get a spooky or kooky, or maybe I missed it.
No, we didn't get it. We didn't get it in, and that's really tough to hear.
We got it from an episode that's in the vault.
We got an episode that's not coming out till next year.
Very cool.
We filmed an episode, and then we went, on second thought, maybe not.
Yeah. That one's not coming out?
Maybe it will come out later, but...
Love to hear it. So,
and it'll be titled "That Episode We Mentioned Once."
That's a good point. The episode we didn't release before. This episode, Zach's getting his lunch. So Thankful or Stankful is sort of a rebrand of Spooky or Kooky. Mm-hmm. Sorry, am I screaming at you?
He's screaming right in my ear.
Basically, I'm going to say an item.
Okay.
Or a thang or a person. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We're going to ask if we're thankful or stankful for
Stankful.
It.
Okay.
Yeah, P.U. Like smelly. That. Yucky.
Yes, yuck. Or gracious. We love it.
Mm-hmm. That laundry smell you get when you walk by a
so
vent.
So thankful.
Thankful?
I love,
you like that one?
I love walking by the vent and feeling the... And all of a sudden, there's just a blast of warm air on your face and the smell of dryer sheets. And you're like,
And you're like,
I'm huffing it.
Is this
that.
Your yeah. home one or
no.
out in the world?
Walking by a building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, a blast of warm air and a jet of laundry.
I guess I'm thankful for that too.
Yeah.
I'm definitely thankful.
That's a thank you.
Thankful.
I think it's such a. Everyone hit the buzzer. It's such a like delightful surprise when it happens.
Yeah, and it lets you know that, hey, somebody's about to have something clean. That's nice.
You're sort of thinking of their laundry being done.
Yeah, I can't help but think about that when I smell it.
So Zach is
having coleslaw.
And I hate to say
having
it, but going into getting into coleslaw mid-ep.
Yeah. We don't actually have a lot of time to eat lunch today.
No.
The fact that this podcast is going long is going to really eat into that.
And we're going to really eat into you for this next one. Thankful or Stankful, pumpkin pie.
I could see how a lot of people would say Stankful, but I'm thankful.
I am personally thankful because I have it as a nostalgia factor, and it's basically pudding in a cup.
It is very
the cup
soft.
Being crushed.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
What?
Zach, are you joking?
The fuck just
do the
happened?
Choking sign if you are.
I tried to cough, but I had food in my mouth still, and I didn't want it to fly all over the place, so I was trying to hold the sneeze, and I
was really overwhelmed.
By the way, there's nothing.
It was
we're
like
fine.
A magic
we're fine.
Where's the coleslaw?
We're fine.
Thankful or stankful? Coughing with your mouth full.
Ooh,
sneezing.
That's
going to be... Oh, a sneeze is bad because one time I did that, and then a little bit later I sneezed, and there was a piece of chicken in my...
In your nose?
In my nose.
Yeah, I've
definitely... Oh,
you get it up
been.
In there. I had Rice. One where I had that happen. I was taking a test, and I was eating Spree in 7th grade, Algebra 1, and I as I was swallowing the Spree, I sneezed, and the Spree juice went into my... sinuses and started coming out of my nose, and then purple was coming out of my nose, and I was in the middle of a test, and I was like, I don't know what to do. I think I need to finish the test first. So I just was trying to hide the fact that purple sugar was oozing out of my face as I was doing algebra. And then I took my test up to the teacher and I said, can I please go to the bathroom? There's Spree in my nose.
Oh, Spree.
And she said yes. It burned so much.
Thankful or stankful? Mariah Carey as the queen of Christmas.
I stankful. Actually, and I hate, I
think
maybe, I think it's time that she retires.
This is,
I'm done.
I was wondering if you would say that.
Yeah.
It
I'm
felt
fucking
like
done.
It was eternal, and now it feels like this year
it's
people
punishment.
Are
over
the
it.
Backlash is beginning,
yeah.
And I think that people feel like she's milking it too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that she posted a picture of a lock, and it was like unlocking on...
No. She posted like a Marvel trailer of her being unearthed from a block of ice.
Oh my God.
It's just like, I get that she's like, okay, by the way, this is how I remain relevant forever.
This is how I print money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just am sort of a little bit like, you know what, Mariah? Move over. Because Dixie D'Amelio can also sing. And
period.
I think if she sang All I Want for Christmas is D'Amelio.
Is that who you want to be the queen of Christmas?
I'd like Dixie D'Amelio to
I just
step
think
up
I would
and
like
claim her throne.
I just think that I would like a chance to at least be nominated.
Who actually could be our new queen of Christmas, though? Like, for realsies.
At a certain point, I just think we need to acknowledge that this is fascism. If Mariah's not going to allow us to elect a new queen of Christmas every year, I don't want to live in a dictatorship.
Even
I want to live
years.
In a Christmas democracy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Yeah.
I didn't get to vote this year.
For Christmas Queen?
Is there a Queen of Hanukkah?
Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Really good point. Really good point.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Who should be the Queen of Christmas?
Ariana Grande.
No, she's fucking SpongeBob.
Oh, that's right.
You can't.
SpongeBob the musical.
You can't be the Queen of Christmas while you fucking SpongeBob.
Who else?
Did you see people were dragging him because there was a photo of him dressed as a baby, and me, Keith, and Gene were like, "That's crazy.
Who would do that?
That's so
we
nuts.
We definitely don't have anything in the pipeline like that.
You guys are babies for a day?
No.
I wonder if we have to run that by YouTube too.
Is this fetish?
I don't know, because it's weird, and I don't know what the rules are.
Do you guys have any? Never mind.
Were you about to ask if we have any fetishes?
Thankful
sometimes I forget
thankful.
That I'm at work.
Yeah.
And,
no, but that's good content, though, if we weren't.
It is
I mean, I'm
good.
Curious about it for
and
you
I
guys.
And I want to talk to you about balloons.
I like balloons.
We talked for a while about feet fetishes on You Can Sit With Us, so.
Yeah. Oh, huge news.
Oh.
Oh.
Maggie comes out of You Can Sit With Us yesterday, tells me all about their feet discussion, which I guess I'm spoiling it because this is coming out first.
Yeah.
So.
So, Natty Plug, be on the lookout for that.
Natty Plug. All about our partner's feet.
I'm gonna keep that.
Yeah, you gotta keep it. No, keep
that,
it.
That literally is what you talked about.
You talked about your feet. Wait, Rainey, what was the episode? You talked about their feet.
Well,
Becky
told a story about how somebody complimented her feet in public, and she said, "Thanks, I actually have a really good score on Wiki Feet."
That was her response.
So funny.
Great, great.
Such a funny response. Yeah.
And then he...
Well, don't give the whole story.
Yeah. Don't give it away. Okay.
Oh, okay, okay.
But, you know, WikiFeet's a little weird because if you're a public anybody, people have just posted
your
all
feet.
Photos of you in which your feet are visible. Feels a little invasive if you actually think about it. So instead, we just choose to go, haha, how fun.
Funny.
But I will say, I think that there's a difference between WikiFeet and WikiFeet men. I think they're like different domains.
Oh.
But your boy, Zach... While he may have the lowest rating of the Try Guys, he does have a higher rating than his wife.
What?
Huge.
Whoa.
Which I think is incorrect, but you better believe I am parading that.
Oh, Maggie's on there too?
So her score isn't that good?
She's a 4.
Out of 10?
But no, out of 5. But
what are you?
WikiFeet Men has the decimal system, so I'm a 4 point something something.
What am I? Did you look?
You're more than me.
Of course. I mean, look at these dogs.
Well, not of course.
Are you looking up your thing right
not
now?
Absolutely. I got not
a I'm probably
now.
Listed.
Well, it's
oh.
Uh-oh.
Miles. No
yeah, WikiFeet Men.
4.435.
Lower than me.
What are you?
I think I'm 4.6 something.
Oh, my God.
I'm
wait,
above
this is, 4. By the way,
6?
Yeah, you have a good score. Okay, look up Keith.
I have a huge
by
score.
The way, look at this fucking
That's what some of mine look like, too. I feel like
I can't believe that I put that online. That's just me early
you
in
got
the
all sprawled
early
too.
Days in the podcast, me revealing feet
you
on
got
the
them
fucking
hard
show.
Sprawled.
Keith is gazing at him, too.
I'm looking at him. I game recognizes game.
Oh, my God. That's such a crazy photo. This is
Let's find out.
Wow.
What's Keith?
Let's find out.
What's I can't Keith? Believe. I mean, I'm honored, I guess. I want to be in that guy who has nice feet.
Well,
did you just look
men are not
Miles WikiFeet?
Yeah, I said Miles WikiFeet.
Men are not scored.
Oh, Randy.
You looked up Randy Toll WikiFeet? Add another
Randy
to the entry, huh?
Oh my God.
So I believe that men are rated on a different rating, right? It's like the monstrosity.
Sorry, I just want to take a moment. Johnny, did you just see that? Johnny's sort of walking through and I just, Johnny,
luckily,
did you just see what happened?
Luckily
there?
His glasses are on.
I just want to see
what happened.
Sorry, if you didn't see it, I guess I don't want to.
No, I was too concerned. I thought I couldn't walk through.
No, you can walk through. I pulled my feet out and Keith
and then
panted
went,
like
ow!
A dog.
I pretended to kind of lick them because I wanted the still for WikiFeet to be.
We're trying to get new entries on WikiFeet.
Oh, are you on WikiFeet?
I am, and I'm a 4.3.
I'm trying
five.
To get on it. My, no,
you're
I'm
not on there?
I'm not trying to.
You have to.
I would like to be on
I
it.
I can't believe you're not
you've
on.
You've got to be on it.
I don't want to like add myself, though. That seems sad.
No. You can't.
So Keith has a 4.7.
Wow.
That's high. By the
way, 4.77 out of 5. I've got a 4.67.
Are people rating my feet low? And
wait, they have the wrong shoe
someone's
size
going
for
there
me.
Trolling you and bringing you down.
Fuck that. Yeah. That's crazy.
They do have the wrong shoe size for me, and I am going to edit that because I want that to be accurate.
You can edit that?
Is it? I'm not like logged Wiki. In. I'm going to have Wiki. To make an, log into my account. I mean, make an account. If any of you are members of WikiFeet, if you could correct my shoe size, because I do find that offensive.
What is your shoe size?
Well, they say it's an 8, but I'm a 9, 9.5.
Yeah, you've got bigger feet than 8.
I'm bigger than that.
I'm a 14. Large.
Miles has got the big feet, big
14
dogs. 14
long.
I'm a
wide.
13 wide.
We really derailed, huh?
Yeah, this is about being thankful.
Or okay, stankful. Give us one more thank or stank.
All right, thankful or stankful, the smell of a cleaning product.
Stankful. I don't like the chemically.
I don't like that smell.
I kind of like it, but I think that every time I smell it, I'm like, is this killing my brain cells? And then it makes me nervous.
Like, I like the feeling of everything being clean.
Yeah.
But I don't like the feeling of it smelling like I'm bleaching my brain.
Yeah.
You go to bed? I am a little tired.
Thankful or stankful, binging TV shows.
Oh, thankful around this time of year? This is the time of binge.
Thankful.
I agree about the stankful, Zach.
I'm over it.
I like the experience, unless it's an episode of a thing that came out a while ago, I like the experience of culturally talking about everybody.
Week to week.
I think there are different shows that are different rules.
I'm talking about it as a release model.
Great British Bake Off is best to just plow through on a holiday week.
Totally. Right.
I'm not going to watch that show week by week.
Agreed. Unscripted. I like
but
that.
But if I'm watching, like, you know, the show of all the girl softball team killing each other and eating each other
Yellow
in the
jackets.
Forest, then I'm on it week by week because that's something to look forward to. That gives me an event.
They're a soccer team.
Lots to talk about.
You're right.
Philistine.
I'm so sorry.
Philistine.
I'm so sorry.
What does that word mean? Oh my God, Zach's dumb.
Zach doesn't know something?
Zach just pretended to know something. That's crazy, dude. Yeah. Oh my God, not
what
me.
What do you think Philistine
Not me saying that about Zach.
Philistine is like a simpleton. But I think it actually has to do with, I think it might be with class as well.
Oh, that's a smart thing to say, Zach. Zach's back in smart.
He's back.
Well, I figure we might as well kick it on over to the advice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you need advice for how to be classless, Miles.
Yeah, bitch.
It's time.
It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Everyone get ready, Miles Nation. Miles Nation, go. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Advice that'll go 4 miles.
Howdy.
Philistine, a person who is hostile or indifferent to culture and the arts, or who has no understanding of them.
Great word.
No understanding of them is 100%
Jonathan just walked by, and as you were describing it, he said, I already know.
Yeah, Jonathan definitely knows.
Jonathan's a guy who knows words, and I hate to say it.
Yeah.
He knows them all.
What's up, Miles Nation? How's everybody doing?
Thanksgiving.
Speaking of wiki feet.
Mega meal.
I want your feet to be... out. Have you ever wanted to be less?
No.
Have you ever wanted your dirty little piggies to be staying inside the pig pen?
Mine are always in their socks and shoes.
What you're going to be doing is when you get into a new place, it's a refresh on everything you thought you knew about your piggies. And I am trying out for the first time a shoeless house hoe.
It's a better system.
I lived in an old ass house that had old ass dust, that had old ass paint, and it was sort of like if we wear shoes, it's not even going to matter here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now I moved and I'm in a place and we're like, this is a fresh start. Let's go for a shoeless household. Mm-hmm. And so far, it's been tricky to remember that.
Yes.
It's tough.
It's tough to transition, but I have been liking the feeling of it being clean.
I'm sure you just got to get the mindset. Once you switch over, you're done.
If I'm on my shoeless grind set, then I can be stoppable.
Here's what's hard. You get your shoes on. Mm-hmm. You walk out the door.
I forgot something.
Oh, I forgot something. Yeah. It's on the other side of the house. Are you going to take your shoes all the way off? Lace them, unlace them?
No.
Walk across? Well, then you might as well just fucking never take them off then.
That's interesting. Are you shoeless?
We are.
Are you shoeless, Zach?
We are.
But if you forget something across the room,
if you forget something across the room, or I have to, you know, my shoes are in the front of the house. Put them on.
Yeah.
Go to the back to take Bowie out to pee.
Yeah, that's the problem.
What am I doing?
Right now,
I've got shoes everywhere. I've got slippers, Crocs, and then two types of tennis shoes, and they could all be at one door, or they could all be nicely spread around.
I like that idea too.
You know what, Miles? Get yourself some indoor shoes. Pair of sandals, pair of slides, pair of Crocs.
You're gonna wear them outside on accident.
You do.
But here's the thing. I agree with what you're saying, though. You need to just have more shoes to go around, because if I'm wearing a little slipper, I'm probably not going to be as keen on slipping it off.
Was that a pun? Because Keens are slippers?
It wasn't, but Rainey, I love where your head's at.
Mm-hmm.
Rainey is always thinking about the different types of shoes.
Some shoes only we know.
Uh-huh.
Keen.
Oh.
Very, very funny.
Here's the question about Keens. Those are sandals?
Yeah, they're sandals and they're waterproof.
I remember my mom had a set of Keens.
Oh, yeah. I feel like on brand for your family.
Yeah.
And my family, too. I had Keens.
Oh, makes sense.
And I had Keens. If I told the story where I was in seventh grade looking around at everybody's shoes and I realized I'm the only one wearing Keens. And then I said, I should not wear these ever again.
You said this is like a me thing, not like an everyone thing.
This is, I'm too old for these.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the only one in Keens.
No one else is wearing waterproof sandals here.
If no one else in your friend group is wearing Keens, you're that Keen friend.
But now I would go back to Keens because they are kind of funky and fresh.
They're fun to say, too.
Yeah. That's but a just good as word. As an insecure 13-year-old, I was like, I need to be as everybody else is. Yeah.
I felt that way about the clothes I was wearing.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm the only one that's wearing a pair of jeans that has like cash signs on them.
Okay, but that's cool.
Because I'm shopping at Rugged Warehouse, which is sort of like the equivalent of like a box store, but it was all the rejects from other stores.
Uh-huh.
But most of the clothes also had like big sort of graphic art on them or a tiger on the pants.
You were ahead of your time.
Or
dude.
Cash on the pants or
wait,
a dragon on the back.
So cool.
And I was wearing those types of pants.
Wait, yeah. You're sick.
It's wild.
And then what'd you switch into? The baggy, the Bieber swoop?
When I went to high school, I sort of became twee.
You know what? I want to go ahead and say that I'm grateful for who you were and thankful for who you became.
Interesting. Whoa. That's really interesting. Wow. I would say right now I ride the medium of cash jeans and twee outfits sort of to a T.
Mm-hmm. I would like to go back and it makes it sound like I'm thankful for who you are now, and that's not true. I became grateful again for who you became after that person you became.
Zach?
I just want to get that
on
record.
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
I appreciate it. It sounded like you were dissing me now.
It did. And I just needed to correct the record. It's just me saying, I want you to have tigers on your pants.
Yeah, you don't
want
to go on a like mega that. Meal with a conversation like that right before it.
No, it's going to sour
when
the
you guys
mega.
Are talking to your family around the mega meal table this holiday season, you know, figure out your arguments ahead of time. Really walk through the points. Do a little high school practice. Have your friend play the opposing side. You know, remember you need to make their argument before they can and then break it apart.
Ooh, this has a potential to be a spicy mega meal.
Yeah.
Oh.
Happy Mega Meal, everybody. Hashtag Mega Meal.
Have a good ass. Thanks.